In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Oh, good evening. This is All in the Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And if you'd like to join us in the chat room, it's on Chat and Go. It's on Frequency Radio on .chatandgo.com. Hey, welcome to tonight's listeners there. As you know, if you listen to my show here, that I usually like to key in on demographics and what it means for other people around the world. Not only for us locally here in the United States, but in other countries. Anyway, first of all, though, I'd like to start with a little clip from Iceland there. Iceland has become the first country in the world to give its citizens full control over their medical records. And, all right, thanks, Ken. And I thought that was interesting there because it reminds me of my own uncle here with his fight with his many different health problems. Trying to get a second opinion in the United States is basically a joke because whenever you go to the doctor's office, they draw up your medical records on their little laptops, and they never seem to really want to go further than that. You know, they get they have your name, your social security number, your date of birth, and all that history before them, all the tests and everything like that, and they never seem to deviate from that. I don't know if it's because of liability or what. But I just thought it was kind of funny that Iceland would be able to give its citizens control of their own records there. It used to be with a HIPAA license, which I well know here with the fire department, that you have to give consent to share that stuff. And it seems like everything is online anymore. And you could even check on your health history online. But anyway, so with that, I'd like to move on to that part, out of that portion there. And my show tonight is basically about, oh, the legality and illegalness of wars and stuff, and through demographics, what it causes. And here's a quote for you. It says, "The agony and moral anguish that ought to accompany an act of mass killing, yes, even in a war," and this is on the Gulf War against Iraq in 1991, "it seemed wholly absent from American culture." And that was from Ruth Rosen, a history professor. And since we're speaking of wars, I'd like to make a special note here on Senator John McCain. Who would have thought that his getting brain cancer would have saved so many thousands of lives? I'm sure many of you remember seeing signs in establishments that read, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." And that is important today because we see more and more people, whether albeit not want to make different, say, wedding cakes for the LGBT world or whatever like that. But there's other issues that are more important. And I'm a history buff. So in World War II, there was a great term known as Quisling. And that was those that who, through their treasonous acts and everything, sold out their own country and or military and or whatever like that for their own personal gain. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up there is because out of the breaking news here is we have 45, yeah, Granny's okay, thank you. We have 45 senators now that are trying to support a bill to criminalize boycott, or, you know, the boycotting of Israel. It's S-20 is a bill which is getting increasing bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate. These are people that you're supposed to or that are supposed to be elected for your own local states to represent we the people, not some foreign government. And that's why I use the term Quisling. But the bill starts as a condemnation at the United Nations for any criticism of Israel's policy, but quickly veers to the matter of domestic U.S. policy, criminalizing any U.S. citizen engaged in interstate or foreign commerce holding any belief in support of a boycott of Israel. That's just like me going down the store and not wanting to buy kosher salt, I guess. I guess I would be in violation of that, just buying regular iodine salt, you know. There's different apps you can get for your phone that reads a bar graph on the product there, and it tells you the country of origin. So I suppose if you use that, and with the current spying we have, they would automatically know that you're not purchasing that. Which reminds me of the gal that was doing the gardening, and she bought a grow light, and 12 hours later had her door kicked down because the Fed thought that she was growing marijuana, and of course they shot her dog too. Anyway, into this war scene here, we have legalized murder now. The U.S. Air Force killed another 12 Afghan police, and it's just another day of U.S. terrorism in the world. And I wanted to kind of preface this show here because of the fact that I don't personally blame anyone today, whether it's our military or anything like that, because so many people have been lied to. And we'll see that. Okay. Anyway, we'll see that later on here in the show here. But in today's show, you'll see why exactly there's a pattern that has been formed, and it's the real reason why the United States as a country or government is hated, and not we as the individuals that make up this government. Yeah. Anyway, along with these wars, we have Assange out there that has now stated that the CIA not only armed Syria's insurgents, it paid for their salaries, and it was just released right before I went on air here that Israel has been doing that too. And of course, this is to overthrow another democratically elected government. You know, it's sad because, again, this... You have to think of all those 400-some-odd thousand people that have been killed over in Syria, the 50,000-plus over in Libya, of those people that had decent lives and stuff before the U.S. aggression has gone in there, either covertly or in whichever means, to destroy their country, to destroy their government, to destroy any social nets they had. And that's the crux of this show here today is social nets, and you'll understand what I mean later here. Anyway, in lieu of Dr. Bashar al-Assad making such great gains over there and also in Iraq, we now see all the photos flooding on Twitter and stuff of these ISIS fighters dressed up as women with makeup. They have wigs, padded bras to avoid capture. Some of them are so stupid, they didn't even shave. I mean, so it's kind of really interesting to, I don't know if they're pushing on the transgender stuff or what, but it's really hilarious to see those photos there. You think they could have found someone to do better makeup or whatever. But anyway, they've been captured there, and of course, who knows what their outcome is going to be. But I know that Assad's government has been offering amnesty for a lot of different fighters, but it goes to show you, you know, that everyone, I guess, really has the premise to live, yet others are just paid for it, like that BBC article a while back where they were interviewing one of those ex-moderate rebels who said that they were being paid $100 to go out there and just do this killing. And if you think of that, $100, I was watching a video a while back there where over in Egypt, some of those kids and men, women, they're collecting garbage, and if they can make $2 a day, they're just rolling in the dough. That's how bad things are over there. And of course, then they pass, just like over here, they pass laws to where the private citizen can't do it. It's got to be done by some firm. Anyway, within these wars, again, we're hearing more and more of the House and Senate. They reach a deal on the sanctions for Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Now, we know on Russia, it's a total bogus claim that they invaded Ukraine. We know on Iran, it's totally bogus on the nuclear weapons deal. And also that they are adhering, even the IAEA has said that, and even Donald Trump has said that Iran is sticking to the letter of the law. And, of course, the United States always moves the goalpost. And as if you listen to RBN here, you've probably heard quite a bit about North Korea, where North Korea, in its own self-defense, is out there just like every other nation has done, and they're out there testing their missiles. And, of course, it's always this constant phobia. An EMP attack was one of the latest ones I saw where allegedly North Korea was going to detonate a 1 megaton bomb over the United States. And if anyone recalls anything, you'll find out that the largest detonation they've had so far has only been 10 kilotons. And then they're having a heck of a problem even getting their missiles off the ground. But so anyway, then within that same news, then Syria has come out from Damascus talking to the United Nations, saying that the illegitimate coalition must pay for destroying Syria. And if you've seen any photos of Syria, all you got to do is, if you have a photo editor, like that, just make them black and white, and you'll see they look just like whether it was Germany, France, wherever, during World War II. That's all Swiss cheesed these different cities over in Syria look like. And remember, Syria has never attacked the United States. And Iraq has never attacked the United States. And then on with this premise here again with the wars, we see that the Veterans Affairs in Waco is denying 92% of the Gulf War illness claims. And this, of course, is where all those soldiers that went over there, they were exposed to so much depleted uranium. And when you... as I get into tonight's show, you'll hear more and more about that, what actually the carnage that took place over there. And again, this is my much like Bradley Chelsea Manning, who exposed the collateral damage video, where once you start leaking this information about what really goes on, lawfare kicks in to where they go after you because they don't want these crimes exposed. And I have a video clip here pretty soon here for you to listen to also, but it's really telling. And I've mentioned before here that out of all the reporters in Iraq alone, there was if you Google it, you'll see how many hundreds of reporters have died over in Iraq covering the two conflagrations from 91 and then the 2003 war. But anyway, so with that, just to show you how propaganda works and how the media and its fake news works, Ken, you want to go ahead and you want to play that video then?
Central to this is the co-opting and spinning of a media regarded as the freest in the world.
Showdown Iraq. If America goes to war, turn to MSNBC and the experts.
If we journalists, including myself, had right from the get-go, from the opening pop, it started asking the kind of tough, digging, aggressive questions we should have been asking, and doing our reporting, rather than just being kind of stenographers. Go to a briefing, have an official say something, print it in the paper the next day. If we had done our job, I do think a strong argument can be made that perhaps we would not have gone to war.
The attack on Iraq was sold by these two men. The blueprint for the invasion was this military doctrine called shock and awe, designed to paralyze the country and destroy food production, water supply, and other civilian infrastructure. The effect would be similar to the dropping of the atomic bombs on Japan. This was terrorizing people on a grand scale, and it would be covered up by deception in massive amounts. But this was not how it was reported at the time.
Scores of American reporters have now joined U.S. military units in Kuwait as part of the Pentagon's effort to make any war with Iraq what the Pentagon calls a media-friendly campaign.
A new word, embedding, entered media language in the planning for the invasion. Most of the reports that viewers saw came from within a system in which media organizations agreed to certain conditions laid down by the Ministry of Defense in London and the Pentagon in Washington.
At the time that our forces crossed into Iraq, we had some 700 reporters embedded throughout our military formations. Embedding was important for that conflict for a number of reasons. One being that we knew we were going up against an enemy that was somewhat masterful at misinformation, disinformation.
We have a number of correspondents embedded with our troops across the region.
And very deeply embedded in a personal way with the Marine that he's traveling with.
I love this expression for the Iraq War, the embedded journalists. Well, too many journalists have been in bed with the administration on a variety of issues. I would say 80 to 90% of what you read in a newspaper is officially inspired. If they're covering the intelligence community, for example, and they become critical of the CIA or a major intelligence organization, they're going to lose their sources. If they become critical of the Pentagon, it's going to be very difficult to get into the Pentagon to deal with official military sources. So I think journalists like to be part of the game, part of the inside crowd, and therefore the conventional wisdom is the best wisdom.
All right, thank you, Ken, for playing that there. Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, so that there was on the lead up to a 2003 Gulf War, in which all these dried out generals sat there as if it was a football team on a Monday night narrating play by play what was going to happen. And again, I'm going to get into this carnage here, but before I do that, I want to go back to George Bush Sr.'s war. And that is the crux of tonight's radio show here tonight, or internet show. Again, so many veterans have been lied to, and we see across YouTube the many Navy, Army, Marines that are holding up sign cards in front of their face that says, I'm not going to be Al-Qaeda's or ISIS's Air Force or Navy or whatever, you know. The soldiers, thankfully, are waking up to the great lies that have been perpetrated on behalf of the use of the American name and the people, because through statism they get you to be behind all these wars, just like Bill O'Reilly, who was paid millions of dollars a year, where he says, if you can't support our troops and shut up, and this getting you on board with my team, our country and stuff, and you're supposed to support everything that this country does. And then you find out later on that it was all fabricated. It was all a lie. And so for that, I'm going to, I have a break coming up here, but I'd like to stress the importance about what I'm about to read and let everyone see exactly what happens in war, because every one of these wars that the United States is in, we have the propaganda on one side and we have the media, as just admitted, always out there sanitizing everything. And through that sanitization, I guess you call it, Americans don't see what really goes on. And that video clip was from John Pilger's The War You Didn't See. And if you watch it, it shows the graveyards in mass of U.S. and coalition forces of what their bombing did. The Iraqi women come out there screaming that their children and husbands and stuff had all just been bombed and blown up. And these are all civilians. And this is going on down in Yemen right now with Saudi Arabia, who is U.S.-backed. But Americans don't see this because the media does not stick it on our televisions or on the Internet for us to view. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And we also have Chat and Go, or Chat and Go, chat room there if you'd like to join us on there. Anyway, where I left off here, I'm just going to start describing the U.S. strategy for domination of the Gulf. And you'll see that out of all these years, nothing has changed. The reason for the U.S. actions in the Middle East and Gulf are no mystery. The British, of course, withdrew from the region over there 50 years ago. Of course, it's been a little bit longer now, but left up for grabs for the vast oil resources in a strategic area with a Southwest Asia and Northeast Africa front on Europe. The whole region began to be shaken by colonial nationalist movements and the U.S. policymakers, and as excuse for intervention, used the argument that it was exposed to Soviet seizure. And, of course, leaving, of course, Israel unprotected on its eastern flank. By 1953, the U.S. had placed the young Shah on the peacock throne in Iran. And for 25 years, Iran was the U.S. surrogate in the region and the most powerful military presence over there also, purchasing tens of billions of dollars in advanced U.S. weaponry. It also served as a major regional distribution center for American products. William Colby, the former director of the CIA, called the CIA's prudent achievement Even after the Shah's disastrous demise, he assured that U.S. domination of the region for one-fourth of the 20th century. Shortly after the popular nationalist revolution came to power in Iraq on Bastille Day in 1958, the CIA formed a health alternations committee to plot for the assassination of the new Iraqi leader, which was this Abdel Qasim. At the same time, the U.S. generals in Turkey devised a military plan codenamed Cannonbone for invading northern Iraq and seizing the oil fields there, the same oil fields targeted by the U.S. Severance of areas of Iraq it called Kurdish in 1991. Like I mentioned, there's nothing really different what you see right now going on over in northern Iraq and Syria, with the Kurds, Turkey, and Iraq. So in 63, this Qasim and thousands of his supporters were massacred in a bloody CIA-backed coup. And then testifying before the Senate committee about the coup, a CIA member had quipped, "The target suffered a terminal illness before a firing squad in Baghdad." That's how the CIA thinks about life, is, you know, it's kind of like a big joke to them whenever they're pushing this agenda they have. And so when Iraq had nationalized its oil industry in 1972, the United States placed it on a list of countries that claimed it supported terrorism. And in 1975, Iraq agreed to share control of the disputed Shatt al-Arab waterway with Iran in a pact reached in Algiers. The United States and the Shah abruptly terminated their support for the Kurdish insurgents in Iraq, whose leadership abandoned the struggle and fled the country. But the fate of the Kurds left behind did not concern the United States government. As Henry Kissinger explained to an aide, covert operations should not be confused with missionary work. Over the years, the U.S. has supported Iran, Iraq, and most directly and fatally, Turkey, in the assaults on the Kurdish people. In 1991, the U.S. exercised its newfound concern to protect the Kurds from Iraq by excluding the government of Iraq from most of the northwestern part of the country. It then assisted Turkey, when then later sent division strength ground forces and continuous air assaults to crush the Kurdish people in that region. And, of course, we know that's exactly opposite today. The United States is backing the Kurds, which is making Erdogan over there in Turkey mad. Yet a major part of the demonization of Saddam Hussein has been based on the false portrayal of this Iraqi government policy towards the Kurds. The one constant in U.S. policy, though, throughout all these years, was a determination to dominate the vast oil reserves of this region. Even Donald Trump just recently trumpeted, I guess you call it, that it was basically the duty of the United States to take Iraq's oil. And we have another break coming up here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's On Talk Radio. Well, Double Talk is all you get, and you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. Truth is on. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Public Broadcasting Network. We have some callers on the line here. I was talking about U.S. policy, but if the rest of the listeners will stay with me for the rest of the show here, I'm sure you'll see what I'm getting at. Anyway, we have Karen in Maryland. Good evening, Karen. How are you doing?
Hey, I just want to find out about a document that I understand is in existence, and if you know nothing about it, that's fine. And if you know something about it, I'd like you to comment on it, and I'll see if we have the name of it right. It is called, it is an acronym, D-I-C-E-D, D David, I C Charles, E D, D Day, okay, D-I-C-E-D, begins with D and ends with D. But my understanding is that it is the international document for the International Covenant on Environment and Development. Do you have a comment on that? Do you know what document I'm speaking of?
No, I don't. Is that more on the Agenda 21, where they're planning on controlling most of the environment through all this new world order crap?
Well, it could be part. There's an Agenda 21, and I understand that there's also an Agenda 2030. So it could be related to either one of those. But I mean, it sounds concerning, And so I'm trying to find out more about it. I suppose I could, and I guess you have to be able to decipher the language that it's written in also. So, and I mean, it's, you know, right. I expect it to be written in English, but you don't necessarily, you have to interpret it correctly is what I'm saying.
Well, Karen, what I would say is, since a lot of stuff, and since you know that Donald Trump is dropping out of this climate change stuff, a lot of it is written in the from the European Union, so it could be in German or whatever, you know. But I would say this, though. Mike Rivero, on his show, he might know it tomorrow at 2 o'clock my time, or be, 1 o'clock your time over there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Carry on.
All right, Karen. All right, thank you.
Good night.
Good
to thank
hear
you.
You. Okay. Rick in Arizona, good evening.
Yeah, hi. Is this your first show?
No. I've had a few on here. I got roped into this somehow.
Okay. So you were talking to Stattmiller a couple of days ago, and you made a comment that I said about a little over a year ago, and Hillary Clinton said the same thing, believe it or not. You said Americans don't have fun anymore. And you said that you had a relative that worked in Vegas and operated a casino.
My father used to do that, yes.
What years would that have been?
Oh, well, we were there from 68 till 80, so late 79.
Could you say which one it was? You don't have to. I know you might.
Oh no, it was part of the Major Riddle Enterprises there. It was Silver Nugget in North Las Vegas, and part of Silver City downtown or on the Strip, and then also Holiday International downtown, and then the Silver Bird or the old Thunderbird.
Okay. So I was just wondering what your attitude is, or what you think about this theory. I think the DUI, the push for giving everybody a DUI in this country, destroyed the nightlife in this country.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you what, I'm involved with the fire department and stuff up here, and I listen to five different counties on here, and you have to realize that if you look up usdebtclock.org and the amount of debt that this country's in, they are seeking revenue from anyone. As a matter of fact, last winter, I heard the different departments just pulling vehicles over because their license plates were obstructed from the snow. And I mean, in the middle of Montana in the winter, you drive 5 miles down the road, your plate's going to be covered again from the, you know, the little snow particles that come up behind your vehicle. So every 5 miles, you could get stopped again. But they're just revenue hunting.
Okay.
That's why with Sessions there, with this civil forfeiture, you see what I'm getting at? They're doing everything to get what money they can.
Yeah, okay, so you lived in Vegas in the 60s through the 80s?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay,
loved
so
it.
You know that DUIs were never a problem until Mothers Against Drunk Drivers started capitalizing on every little problem that might have happened with the DUI. I mean, the statistics never really changed about the death from from drunk driving. In fact, I lived in Vegas for many years, and I rode a bicycle every day, and I never worried about a drunk driver. I was more worried about, after the 2000s, was the phone users. They scared the living daylights out of me, and in 2013, they got me off my bicycle. The way I saw it is, there's a bar on every corner in Las Vegas, and I never worried about getting whacked by a drunk driver. I stayed on the sidewalk, but I always thought that the guy coming out of the bar is going to try to drive good. So you just made that comment that Americans don't have fun anymore, and I say that it was basically destroyed by the DUI movement.
Well, I always look at it this way, Rick. If drinking and driving is illegal, why are all the places and businesses that sell alcohol located on the highways?
Yep.
You know,
anyways, I just thought.
Yeah, but, you know, again, yeah, there is some need. I mean, I live on a reservation over here in Montana, and there is a drinking problem here. But, of course, when you look at the economy and stuff and a lot of the natives here, there's no jobs and stuff. And so what money that does come in, they sit around drinking. And of course, it's not just the natives. There are a lot of white people that do that here, too, you know. But There's different incidences here, like on different fire calls, when you talk to parents there that are having blowouts with their children and stuff, and you sit there and you talk to the parent, you say, look, the kid has no future. He runs his motorbike up and down the highway. That's about all he can do. There's no jobs in this area, nothing. And it's getting worse. You drive down our highways, the store after store is closing. You know, gas stations, nothing's being opened, you know.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Americans aren't having any fun. It isn't like the 70s. Where you had 6% in your savings account. Back then, I was making $7.77 an hour as an apprentice carpenter with the full union benefits. And nowadays, you can't get full benefit jobs. They're all part-time jobs. You have to pay for your Obamacare until they finally phase that out and everything, you know. But no one has money to do anything. And it's pretty bad. When I drove to Missoula here a while back, I had a doctor's appointment early in the morning. I drove in there. I passed one vehicle going 40 miles. And that's in Montana during commute time. So people aren't driving extra, you know.
This war, the Federal Reserve not paying you any money on your deposit is why the money's drying up. You know, people say, well, lower interest rates pushes the housing market. But I'm going to tell you something. Every person I knew in the 1980s that bought a house at high interest rates today is a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Remember the high interest rates?
Right, yeah, and today the thing is flipping houses. You know, buy a house, you know, fix it up, flip it.
Yeah.
Problem is, though, is even Canada right now is having problems with the housing bubble. They can't sell the homes, and the kids with all their student loans that are amassed into the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're not buying homes because they're living at home with their folks because they have to pay their student loans at that 6%. Well, I think my daughter's is 6% interest or something like that, you know. But they can't afford it, so they can't go out and buy a home.
See, back in Jimmy Carter appointed Paul Volcker, and Paul Volcker changed the way the federal banks did business. Instead of just printing the money, they had to go into the retail market and pay for their money. So that's why interest rates went up. The bank had to pay for a certificate of deposit for like whatever percent, and then they had to turn around and loan that money out at a much higher interest rate. So anyhow, when I get an argument of somebody saying that, well, low interest rates provide you can buy a house cheap, let me tell you something. Everybody that bought a house cheap in the 2000s in Las Vegas is dead broke. And anybody I ever known that bought a house in the 80s that had 21% on their housing loan, or 16%, they're a millionaire today. So
I know that the house my father bought was $16,000, and he sold it for a pretty penny.
Well, until we make money on our bank deposits, this is what we're going to see for the future, the crap we're living with now. Because when people make money on their bank deposit, they spend it. But not people that got seven figures in the bank don't spend their money because they can't make any money on it. They save it.
Yeah, well, Rick, that's why they're going to a digital currency. Because, see, as long as your money's in the bank, that means that every time you do a transaction, there's a fee for it. See how the bankers are screwing you?
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, whatever interest you might get, the fee is going to take care of that either. Anyway, you know, whether you're using the ATM machine or and these private things like John Stadtmiller was saying the other day about for those people that send donations in, there's actually a 3% or whatever charge on top of that that is supposed to be passed off to the customer.
Yeah.
See, it's always a fee. 30-some-odd billion dollars, I think it was last year, in just banking fees alone.
Yeah.
That's why
hopefully
we're broke.
You don't have to. Yeah. Okay. So, hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right. No problem. Thanks for jumping in there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I thought I had one more call. Yeah, Renee in North Carolina. There, Renee. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Renee. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm so glad there's somebody left that still is. One of their big issues is anti-war. You know, like old Ross Perot used to say, you know, first you got to stop the bleeding, you know. And we're bleeding both blood and treasure. And it's sucking us all dry, except for those people who make a fortune off the war industry, you know. And you know, and this is a fine line I'm going to have to walk by saying this. In a way, I understand, you know, to not blame the military, but in a way I don't. Yeah, and Mark Passio makes the same point too. You know, he says order followers uphold the system of slavery in place. You know, even if the elite are like, let's use the religious analogy, the devil, okay, Kissinger, Bush, all these people sitting in their rosewood paneled offices in New York and D.C. and stuff, they are not going to carry it out. It's just some hot air coming out of these people's mouths, okay? That doesn't kill anybody. It takes the people who are going to go and do it. And in some ways, you know, Smedley Butler wrote War is a Racket, and with the Internet and everything, before you go sign up for the military, you know, the thing is, there's kind of no excuses today. But the thing is, I find men in particular have a hard time going after another man, if it's a real emotional core issue for them, if it's anything to do with another man's livelihood, okay? Even if that livelihood is immoral and destroying other people's lives, they'll kind of back off.
You know, I will agree with you, Renee, 100%. I mean, it's like watching these old Perry Mason shows where a guy will kill someone else to protect his own lifestyle, and of course, eventually get caught too, you know. But I know one thing, Renee. I have probably over 30 some odd gig worth of old war archive footage, and I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't matter whether you're a Russian, a German, a guy from Italy, from the UK, or America. When you're on a battlefield trying to hold your guts into your stomach and crying to your mother, they're all the same.
Exactly. We have to stop it. But the thing is, the people at the top are not going to stop it. They're not getting hurt, and they're making a fortune. They have a great life. Unfortunately, it's the people are going to have to quit making a deal with the devil, thinking, well, maybe I won't be the one that gets hurt, and I sure would like that money, and they'll maybe pin a little medal on my chest. The thing is, unfortunately, and it's hard, we're going to have to hold them more accountable. But you see, people, you're not going to run into Kissinger pumping gas or sit across from him at Thanksgiving like you are maybe with one of the order followers who carry out their evil deeds. It hits closer to home. So people, I find, try to get away from that because it's the elite. Well, it's the underclass. No, actually, to me, most of the people responsible for most of the evil are a section of the middle class who make a deal with the devil, working for the bank or getting a military job, you know, or whatever, who actually are like our overseers. They because the oppressors couldn't oppress us without their help, okay? And so I agree with Mark Passio on this, on order followers holding the system of slavery in place. And even look at the story of Jesus. Look, if it hadn't been for order following Roman soldiers who nailed an innocent Jesus to a cross, we need to get this lesson.
Well, I'll tell you what, Renee. In my pickup truck, I carry two different sets of forms.
I heard you tell this before.
Yeah, the Selective Service one, and I also have one on the IAEA's report on Iran, because I always hear people talk about kicking Iran's butt. And I just hand them the form and say, here, you know, it's like one page. Do you want help signing this? Well, I'm not going over there. Well, then why would you want to send someone else's kid?
I know. What is it? We're such a narcissistic nation. I mean, it's awful. And the double standards people use, and like you said, where their aggressiveness, but like you say, to send somebody else's kid to die. I mean, look at Trump. Where did he get 5 deferments for a bone spur or something like that?
Yeah.
But, he's Mr. I love the military and the police. Look
same
at this
thing
whole,
with,
and
George
he's
Bush.
Not going against his forfeiture stuff either.
No. Well, you know, you brought that up there about men not challenging men. It's that bra thing, I guess they call today there. The competitive thing is where most men don't want to interfere with another guy's life, even though that they might know that the guy's cheating on his wife or whatever like that. They will remain totally silent to the crimes or whatever's being committed, because if they put themselves in the limelight, they will have to answer for something.
And I'm a it's nice to hear an honest man admit there how the good old boys club sticks together and covers up for each other.
Well, most of my friends are old and stuff like that, so I understand. Matter of fact, I've got, I had one friend, really good friend here in Plains that just died 2 days ago, and I got another one here just dying of cancer here too now. But, you know, like I mentioned before, that when I read that Thousand Marbles, as a ham operator, 4 decades in this hobby, and every other day you're hearing of a silent key, as what we call us, is when we finally pass away. And the people that you've known, you've either built antennas with, you've done radio projects or whatever, and you've, you know, you've gone up and serviced repeaters on mountains, and they become as close as family. And yet, like you say, man, we will talk to each other, and we know what's going on in their lives, and yet we don't get involved in it. We protect it. And we got a break coming up, though, Renee, so I got to let you go there. But, hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. This On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's On Talk Radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You want to know, turn to talk radio, anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's On Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, beautiful Western Montana, 94 degrees right now, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, before our callers here, I was talking a lot about U.S. policy, and as I was trying to articulate is that nothing has changed. Well, the players might change a little bit, but the policy is still the same. And as I just read, a lot of this is all oil-based driven, and we know that's because of the petrodollar. Brzezinski, back then when Saddam was in power, had encouraged Baghdad to attack Iran. This cost over a million lives. Of course, the U.S. back then, if you remember Donald Rumsfeld in 83 shaking hands with Saddam, the U.S. selling all those arms to build up Iraq. And, of course, those same chemicals and stuff would be used on the Iranians. An advisor to the Reagan administration was quoted in New York Times talking about Henry Kissinger, to where he stated, "I hope they kill each other, and too bad they both can't lose." I mean, this is how the United States thinks about other people's lives. And this is why, as I was trying to bring out at the prefix to the whole thing here, is that that's why this government is hated. That's why in Iran you'll see this down with USA with these bombs coming down the side of a building and stuff. You know, they learn how the United States is. When the coup over there in 79 happened, most of those students there were all former Iranians that had studied in the United States when they had that free travel arrangement. And, of course, those who were busy during that siege, I still remember Walter Cronkite. This is day 444, you know. But they kept looking at their watches, and it's because they'd struck this backroom deal where the U.S. had that embargo on Iran, and so Israel dropped these weapons in there from the Iran-Contras, from Oliver North. But again, it's, hey, you know, war sells, you know. But anyway, this is where this is going to take a turn here in this, as I'm talking here, because now you want to see what your tax dollars are doing. For a lot of people, you know, they really don't care because our media has sanitized everything, and this is important to know, though. So while supporting Iraq against Iran during the war, the U.S. was planning to intervene militarily into the region as the only way remaining to regain domination after the fall of the Shah. Central to new U.S. intervention strategies were in the war plan number 1002. It was designed at the beginning of the Reagan administration to implement it earlier in the Carter Doctrine, which said that any challenge to the U.S. across the Middle East oil would be met by military force. And, of course, here's the U.S. claiming that that oil of another country belongs to them. Anyway, we have a caller here, Wes in Idaho. You want to go ahead? Well, I got a break here coming up. So, Wes, we'll get right back to you. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.